from Victor Rodriguez. Victor is from Mexico.
No.
Originally?
No. I'm Mexican, but I'm from Palm Beach.
Oh, I thought you told me you were Mexican.
Sounded good, though.
Well, thank you.
Hello. I'm a little nervous, so bear with me. So, my name is Victor Rodriguez. I'm 41 years old, from West Palm Beach, Florida. I have two kids. I have 8 months sober with Jacob. We both came into the program at the same time. It's a little different with me. This is actually my fourth time coming through Justin's Place program. So I've done this numerous of times. So to start off, I have really good parents. They gave me everything. Even though I was abused at a young age from my father, you know, it was really a lot of discipline came in to my life. But I never got upset with them for it. There was an understanding on both of our parts. I came up to an age of 13 that on my 13th birthday, I found out my father was leaving my mother. So from that point on, I felt that I wasn't loved. I felt that I wasn't wanted. My family came from a Catholic background, and it was more religious than spiritual. We were made to go to church, but I still didn't understand it, didn't understand the love of God. So at 13, I felt alone, again, unwanted. So I turned to a life of gangs. I got involved with gangs at 13, trying to find something, a brotherhood, a father figure, love, acceptance. And I felt for a time that's what was going on. But with gang activity, everything else came involved with that. I got involved with a lot of bad things. Addiction came along into it. My life went really fast at a young age. I grew up very, very fast. My father always said that there was something bigger than me that kept me safe. Again, I never understood. I've been stabbed 5 times. I nearly lost my life. My dad never understood. He would say, "Victor, there's something that's looking down upon you, and don't know what it is." Again, I didn't really pay no mind to it. I just lived my life, you know, as best as I could. So I ended up getting arrested quite a few times throughout because of my gang activity, because of my addictions and my drug usage. I always made those foxhole prayers, you know, "Please God, you know, get me out of this one, and I promise, and I'll change," and God would get me out, and I wouldn't change. Went straight back to the same lifestyle. It took a very long time for me to start noticing that there was really something aligned in my life. You know, they say that God has a plan for each and every one of us, and I still couldn't figure it out. But so through my drug use, and this is a little personal, but it's okay. I feel that it's on my heart. God put it on my heart. So through my drug use, I contracted HIV and hepatitis C. And when I found out, this was about 10 years ago. So when I found this out, went to the doctors and they diagnosed me with this. I was on the verge of it going a little further than that, you know, turning into AIDS. But this is when I found Justin's Place. And how I found Justin's Place was one of my uncles had passed away in Immokalee, and I couldn't make it. because I was ashamed. I was sick from the drug usage, so I didn't go. But my cousin had a friend that went to this place, and he just so happened to have a pamphlet in his car. And he asked my mom, he says, "Where's Victor at?" And she told him. And he said, "Give me a minute. I got something for you." So he went to his car and he brought her back this pamphlet. And, you know, she was excited for me because, you know, it hurt her. I hurt her. I hurt nothing but chaos throughout my life. She came home excited, even after her brother's funeral. But she came home excited for myself. And she handed this pamphlet to me. And she said she wanted me to call. And I didn't want to. You know, I'm just fighting every step of the way. So she made the call for me. And I hung up the phone. I got upset. But 2 weeks later, we got into a really deep conversation. And again, this is a little personal, but that's okay. She basically said that she was praying for me to pass away. And I couldn't think of why. Like, I got upset. You know, it hurt my feelings. I started crying. And she says, "You don't understand." She says, "I see you every day, the way you hurt. You're killing yourself. Your kids are no longer with you. You lost everything." She says, I feel so bad, and I am so emotionally just drained. I'd rather know where you're at than to see you like this. So from that day, I decided to call Justin's place. And I said, "Well, if I'm not going to do it for myself, I'll do it for my mom." And even though they say not to do that, you know, but that it was a start. It was a reason. And so I did. And this was 4 years ago. So I try to do this program a couple times, and I try to look for God. And I just couldn't get it straight. So I left. And then I did it again. Same thing. I left. Demons inside were so wrapped around. They had a strong hold on me. And it was something I was used to. So I kept leaving. I kept making excuses. And one day, I was trying to get my kids back. And a friend of mine from Justin's place, he prayed for me. He says, "You ever been saved?" And I said, "No." So he prayed for me. And I asked Jesus to be in my life. And I asked for forgiveness. And that very day, my kids were put back into my life. It was so amazing. So that changed my whole mindset. And I said, "You know what? There's definitely something way bigger than what I can understand. But I'm willing." And I gave it a chance. And even though this is my fourth time around, I am, like, as I said, HIV positive, but now I am undetectable. My hepatitis C, as of Monday, tomorrow, I am getting a prescription for that through the program. So that's going to be cured in 3 months. This is all through God. This is all through being saved. Again, 8 months sober. I have friends that I can truly call friends, not acquaintances. I have people that love me. I got my kids back. I talk to them every day. I write them. My mother trusts me. I have a job. I have a bank account. Yeah, that's crazy. I'm working on my license. This is all through just having faith and just giving it a chance, giving God a chance. And yeah, this is where I'm at today. There's so much more, but 5 minutes and I'm nervous. So thank you so much for letting me share.